This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Peshawar's police chief says a suicide bomber blew himself up inside a crowded mosque in a highly fortified security compound in Pakistan on Monday, killing 59 people, including 27 police officials. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Hospital officials said scores were wounded, with many of them in a critical condition. A police official said that there were at least 260 people in the mosque when the explosion happened. Social worker Mahat Bilal was quickly on the scene.
As soon as we received information about the blast, I jumped into an Edhi Foundation ambulance and came here.
Peshawar is an area where Islamist militants remain active, though no one immediately claimed responsibility for the bombing. The blast ripped through the mosque during noon prayers, causing a wall to collapse on top of worshippers.
That's Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in Israel Monday for the first time since Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu regained power. His visit comes at what Blinken called a pivotal moment, with tensions rising in the Middle East. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Secretary Blinken arrived in Israel amid growing tensions on several fronts. A terrorist attack near a Jerusalem synagogue left 7 people dead Friday. An Israeli raid on a militant stronghold in the West Bank town of Jenin killed 10 Palestinians Thursday. Blinken urged both the Israelis and Palestinians to calm tensions.
And that's crucial to moving toward our enduring goal, the Palestinians and Israelis enjoying equal measures.
Blinken meets Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas Tuesday in the West Bank. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
This is VOA News. The United States will not provide F-16 fighter jets that Ukraine has sought in its fight against Russia, President Joe Biden said on Monday, as Russian forces claimed a series of incremental gains in the country's east. Ukraine planned to push for Western fourth-generation fighter jets, such as the F-16, after securing supplies of main battle tanks last week, an advisor to Ukraine's defense minister said on Friday. Asked if the United States would provide the jets, Biden told reporters at the White House, no. U.S. President Joe Biden is going to end the nation's coronavirus emergencies, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The president is telling Congress the national emergency and public health emergency declarations will end May 11th, nearly 3 years after they were first declared. They were in effect when Joe Biden took office.
We will get through this. We will defeat this pandemic.
The change will restructure virus response, treating it as an endemic threat to public health, managed through normal authority of government agencies. House Republicans want the emergencies to end right away and are getting ready to start investigations into the government's virus response. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The U.S. has placed sanctions on a leader in a Mexican drug cartel, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The U.S. Treasury Department has sanctioned an international operator, the Sinaloa drug cartel, whose activities span the globe. Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control blocked any U.S. properties of Jose Angel Rivera Zazueta and two other men. The department said Rivera Zazueta's network operates on a global scale with nodes in the U.S., Mexico, South and Central America, Europe, Asia, and Australia. He's said to be an importer of precursor chemicals from China to Mexico, which are then used to manufacture synthetic drugs, including fentanyl and meth. Over 70,000 Americans died of overdoses involving opioids in 2020, mainly fentanyl. I'm Norman Hall.
A mining corporation has apologized for losing a tiny, highly radioactive capsule over an 870-mile stretch of Western Australia. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
The capsules, part of a device believed to have fallen off a truck, are being transported between a desert mine site and the city of Perth on January 10. The truck transporting the capsule had arrived at a Perth depot on January 16. The cesium-137 ceramic source, commonly used in radioactive gauges, emits dangerous amounts of radiation, equivalent of receiving 10 x-rays in an hour. It could cause skin burns, and prolonged exposure could cause cancer. I'm Charles de la Desma.
I'm Joe Ramsey.